You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this Friday. We just finished talking about the RFK effect. Like, what should we expect? I mean, what do the polls say? What do some of the expert pundits say? And yeah, we got some reason to believe this is going to wind up being nothing but good for Trump. I mean, it's not overwhelming, but every point counts in some of the battleground states. Well, listen, there's a battleground you may not be aware of right here in Alabama. I mean, some folks don't know that we have what would have to be called a competitive district because of the way the new district lines were drawn. We've talked about it on the show plenty of times in the past. I thought it was time for an update. Caroline Dobson is the Republican candidate for Congress in the brand spanking new version of House District 2. She is a Harvard University graduate, got her law degree from Baylor School of Law. She has served on the Forestry Commission, the Livestock Exposition, because, by the way, despite her Ivy League degree, she's also a country girl, and she's running for Congress in CD2. And she's laughing because I said that. Caroline Dobson, how you doing?
Yeah, country girls can survive. That's right. No, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Is that okay that I just said she's a country girl? I hope you don't mind.
I claim that with pride. Absolutely. That is something I wear as a moniker. So thank you.
No problem. Well, listen, CD2, I made mention earlier, it's a pretty broad territory. I mean, you're on the tail end, southern end of our listening area down around Montgomery, but your district goes all the way down to half of Mobile. Tell us about the race and how the latest things are going on that.
That's right. And today I'm in the very southern tip of the district in Mobile. We just opened a Mobile headquarters 2 days ago, 73 days left in the race, but the campaign is going great. And we have a message that's really resonating with voters, regardless of whether they consider themselves Republicans or Democrats. And then that's a message that we're fighting for Alabama families. Throughout the district, in every conversation, you know, one thing is consistent, and that is Americans do not like where our country is headed. Hmm. They don't like the rise of crime. They don't like our open borders. And they don't like the fact that grocery prices have increased by over 20% in the past 3 years, that energy prices have increased 38% since Biden took office. All the Democrats offer is more of the same, and people in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District want change, and they want their kids to have an economic future.
Yeah, I think that's across the board, but I think it's especially true in that particular district that the people don't want to see more of what we've been seeing. Now, and I'm not going to ask you to talk about your opponent a whole lot. Say what you want to say, but I'll go ahead and say this. Shamari Figures, who is the Democrat you're running up against, is a longtime Democrat activist, and he was actually a member of the Obama administration. So talk about more of the same. I mean, that's where he cut his teeth politically, is in that Obama-Biden administration back in the day.
That's right. And more recently, he was also part of the Biden administration. He was part of Biden's transition team.
Oh, when yeah.
We looked at the first 100 days of Biden taking office. What happened? They flung open the borders. They shut down the Keystone Pipeline. They revoked the regulatory Bill of Rights. Three decisions that have had tremendous and detrimental impacts on Alabama families. And then more recently, my opponent served as a deputy to Merrick Garland in a Department of Justice that we've seen weaponized to go after Biden and Harris's political opponents instead of trying to keep our communities safe and supporting our law enforcement.
Well, so have you guys actually been on stage together yet? Has there been a candidate forum where you both have been on the stage together at the same time?
No, not as yet. There will be a debate on October 10th, a live stream debate online with AL.com. And then I think there are a couple of forums in the works, you know, that may be more kind of Q&A or, kind of introduce yourself type forum.
Yeah.
So we're in the process of getting some opportunities where folks from the district can hear from us and hear how our policies differ. And they do differ.
Well, and they do. And the interesting thing is on the Democrat side right now, we're not seeing a lot of policy positions. I mean, the Kamala Harris campaign is a month old and does not have a single policy position on the website. I even heard an interview this morning with Marianne Williamson, who's, you know, a little nutty, but she was a Democrat candidate. But she had something like 37 different policy positions outlined on her website, and Harris has none, and yet she's a candidate right now. And that's the party that Shamari Figures is running in.
Exactly. And he spoke at the DNC last night and very publicly endorsed Kamala Harris. So we have to assume that he's going to be a rubber stamp for all of her far-left policies. In the absence of her listing any of her policies, we have to look at her record. And that's one of being a far-left DA in San Francisco, a far-left attorney general in California, and then the most liberal senator when she served in the U.S. Senate, more liberal than Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. This is the most radically liberal Democrat candidate that our country has truly ever seen, and my opponent is right there with her.
Hey, speaking of which, what'd you see out of this past week's DNC? This was their pep rally. This was their coming out party. Anything stand out to you that you're looking at it going, man, I can make a campaign commercial out of that one?
Oh, lots of good material there. You know, so much complaining about problems as if they weren't the ones who created the current situation.
Yeah.
You know, Kamala talks about what she's going to do, and it's like, look, you're not only are you a vice president, but you're a vice president in an administration where it's been demonstrated that the president lacks mental capabilities to serve as president.
Yeah.
So who's holding the reins if not you? And where have you steered us? You know, her only promises are to double down on the failed policies that have hurt Alabama families. I mean, for Alabamians who have credit cards, around 25% of them are delinquent right now. You know, it's not just that Alabama families can't afford a new home, can't afford a car. I mean, they can't afford to pay their credit card debt. Something has got to give, and we cannot maintain the status quo. We have got to get our economy back on track. We've got to get our community safer, and I'm the candidate that's going to do that.
Well, and you know, you mentioned, too, about she's currently in a minute. One of the most laughable things I think I heard was her say, on day one, I'm going to get inflation under control. And I thought, why are you waiting? You're the vice president now. What are you waiting for? Well, listen, hey, let me ask you this real quick before we run out of time. We got a couple minutes left here. But so RFK Jr. just came out. I'm not sure if you had a chance to really see much about it because it really literally just happened. I know you were out beating the bushes and campaigning. But he just came out, suspended his race, and said that in all 10 of the battleground states, the major battleground states, he's taking his name off the ballot and endorsing Trump and asking his followers to support Trump. Give me your thoughts on a Kennedy joining the Republican side.
No, I mean, that's incredibly powerful. And I think it's really compelling to a lot of young voters, a lot of independent voters who have, you know, expressed exasperation with our political system, with politicians, the fact that you know, that's kind of what the target group that RFK was really speaking to, and a lot of parents. You know, as a parent of young children, I'm just hearing the science and the politics behind a lot of big pharma, a lot of big food that RFK has exposed and kind of created a discussion around. I think it's really compelling that he has decided to take a step aside, and also shows that he's not all about ego. He's also about saving this country, and he recognizes that, you know, that President Trump is the one to do that, and that it's really serious because the alternative is price controls, is increased inflation, is a $5 trillion tax increase over the next decade, and this is serious, and it's not a time for ego. So I really admire him for doing what's best for the country, and I hope that his followers will fall suit in his endorsement.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think it's a great assessment. And you know, I think it's also significant, even if it doesn't have a huge bump in the polls, although I do believe it will in some places, like in Arizona. But even if it doesn't really give a huge uptick in the polls, I think it's a psychological gut punch for Democrats to watch a legacy name, because there are a few names. It'd be almost like finding a future Obama leaving, you know, to go to the Republican side. And that's what the Kennedy name has been, between Teddy Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy Sr. and John F. Kennedy and the whole family. And now there's a Kennedy who just said, I'm done with y'all and I'm supporting Trump. That's huge.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, as we wind things up, folks want to know more about your campaign or see you at an event. You want to lay anything out for us so they can know where to go?
Yes, absolutely. Please check us out, Dobson for Congress. That's D-O-B as in Bravo, S-O-N-F-O-R, Congress. And I'll make a plea to you listeners. We really need your help. This is a very stark difference. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives could very much come down to this race, and this race is vitally important. So even if you're not in District 2, please talk to your friends in District 2. We have ways to volunteer to help the campaign. And as always, we could use your financial support. We just got word today that a George Soros-backed group was spotted in Conecuh County, Alabama.
Wow.
So this is a time to defend our state and fight for Alabama families. Democrats are going to be throwing every dollar they have in races like this one. So if you're able to give, we'd certainly appreciate it. And you can give online, DobsonForCongress.com.
If Soros starts screwing with our Conecuh sausage, I'm coming down there with pitchforks and torches. That's what I'm saying.
All right. But, you know, Kamala wants to limit red meat intake. So.
Holy cow. All right. Well, Caroline Dobson, we continue to root for you, and we'll stay in touch between now and the election and hopefully thereafter. But keep us posted, all right?
Thank you so much, Phil. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, you too. All right. That's Caroline Dobson. She is running for the U.S. House Congress in Congressional District 2, which is the brand new district that, truthfully, many people, even John Wall, chairman of the Republican Party, said on our show that the court drew those lines for Democrats. And they did, except this is a competitive race. And except, keep in mind what she just said, the margins of vote in the U.S. House right now are so close that this one race in a somewhat purple district in an otherwise red state of Alabama could wind up being one of those that makes a difference in the majority in D.C. So if you have friends in CD2, do not be complacent. They need to vote. All right, take us to a break, Butters. We'll take that break right now. We'll jump on back in, get some text messages, because y'all are some texting machines today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.